This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to On the Air. That's the name of the program, but we are also on the air. During the break, I got a nice phone call from Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt has become a very good friend of this station. He just wanted to call and say hi to Scott, but Scott was gone. I just like hearing his voice. He's a nice man. I really appreciate Thunderbolt. But anyway, we're also happy that we have a new puppy dog, new chihuahua that's home. Been gone for 2 weeks and puppy's home. Love to hear that. I really do love to hear that. I'm a big dog lover. I've had, I don't know, at least a dozen dogs in my life, maybe more. I've had most of them have been wonderful, long-lived dogs. I've had a couple that were short-lived. I had one Dalmatian that probably lived with me only about less than a year. But we didn't know it at the time. It was a rescue dog, but we found out later that it had a mental problem that affected its heart and affected its livelihood, being alive, and he passed away. That was a sad day. All days when you find your puppy dog is gone or your puppy dog has passed away, they are always terrible days. My executive producer, Buddy, I got him after our puppy dog of 17 years, Cheyenne, decided to give up the ghost. Poor Cheyenne. She had a wonderful life, absolutely wonderful life. Didn't have to do a thing. And she was blind from about the time she was three. She had a problem with her eyes, she walked around and bumped into things, didn't seem to mind her, and had a wonderful life, and I'm glad that we were able to give her 17 years, which is a pretty long life for a puppy dog, and we're hoping. Now, Buddy, believe it or not, my wife and I considered the fact that we are both 75. Well, don't tell my wife. She just turned 76 about a week ago. Now, I hope she's not listening. She would really be angry if she knew I just said that. We decided, or maybe I decided, I'm not sure which, that it would be better to get a dog that was not a newborn. Get a dog that was a little older, just because it's really tough to say goodbye to your puppy dog. And we kind of timed it to the point where we thought, well, it'll be about the time we need to get rid of a dog when this dog is of that age, you know. We'll both, if that dog lives 15 years and he's he's 3 years old, if he lives till he's 17, we'll both be right at 90. And now my wife is easily going to hit 90. She had both of her parents and all four of her grandparents lived past 90. All of them. There were no exceptions. One of them lived, I think Grandma Makovsky, who was her mother, lived till she was just a few days short of 100. My wife is going to be around after 90. I seriously doubt that I will be. Like to be, as long as I'm fairly healthy. Anyway, we were talking about some heavy stuff earlier. We were talking about, things like, going the stages of life is what I was ending the last hour on. I'm applying those stages of life, to kind of average Joe guys or average Jill girls. The early life's the early life being driven by wanting food, sleep, and comfort. The teen life being dominated by hedonism. Your family life being run by your responsibilities. Your later years in reflection and thought, and your final days trying to pass along a way to let your family know how to die with dignity. That was kind of heavy stuff, and I'm going to remain kind of heavy here for the next 40 minutes. But in the next show after this, which is called Swap Shop, and you're more than welcome to call in. By the way, I'll give the phone number here if you have something you want to call in about. I'll give you about a minute or so to get the pencil and paper out, but so that you'll have the number at hand when we go to Swap Shop. But during Swap Shop, you know, we only get three, four calls occasionally, and we have a few people that write in to us. So, well, maybe eight announcements that we'll have, so that doesn't take up the full 45 minutes. So I already have a bunch of kind of fun facts about fall, so that's what we're going to talk about during Swap Shop. All right, let's get back to the serious stuff. I really believe that there are three types of personalities. Now, there are really as many different types of personalities as there are human beings on the face of the earth, right? I believe that. I believe everybody. I don't believe there are two people that are identical as far as their personalities go. They're as different as their thumbprint, right? And maybe even more different than their thumbprint. But I believe there are three types of kind of general personalities. As part of human evolution, there are those who I call less evolved. Now, you may disagree completely with me on that, but I think they're kindly, and that's not bad to be less evolved. There are needs for the different stages of our evolvement, and there is definitely a need for those that are not quite as evolved as I'm going to imply, they're dominated by a little bit more self-interest. That type of person cares more about how you treat him or her, what you give him or her, what you do for him or her, than they do care about what they're going to do for you. And there are, we need that type of person. Much like ants, there are worker ants, there are warrior ants, there are queen ants. There are different types of ants, and there are different types of humans. And we all serve a purpose. This type of ant or human, I believe, is the type of person that you can count on to, if you agree with their position, they're going to fight for that position. And we need people like that. Those are the people that fought in wars. And all of this is very general. I mean, I don't think of myself as that type of person, but I was a soldier. So there are a lot of different grays to these notes, but they are dominated. This type of person is more dominated by their self-interest. They're the type of people that like. They are controlled by black and white matters. Now, I've read a long dissertation on the difference between conservative and not conservative people, and one of the things is that the conservative people tend to be like this. They tend to be more black and white. They see things clearer than those of us who are kind of gray in our thoughts. they're more solid in their beliefs. Once they believe something, they believe it for life, or at least they believe it for a long time. They are controlled by these black and white thoughts, and they are also controlled by the instinct of fight or flight, which God love them. If we hadn't had that when we were cavemen, we would be munched upon. And we, you know, those are the people that got us out of the jungles and away from the alligators and the snakes and whatever critters were roaming the earth at the time, because they believed in fight or flight. And those were the ones that saved our civilization. I can't stress that enough, that they are a very, very important part of our human beings and our status. They're concerned is how the situation that they're faced with at that moment benefits them and theirs. Mostly them. I really don't know how important family is to them. I imagine there are some that family is very important to, and they will fight or flight based on what is good for their family as well as themselves. And I believe there are probably others, much like on the other side of this coin, there are others that will really only care about themselves. and there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way human beings, that's the way animal life has evolved. There are a lot of species that have come and gone because they didn't have that type of instinct inside of them. And they were, they became lunch. And that's something that most of us don't really want to become lunch. So anyway, that is a definite segment of our population that we have. And then there are those people that evolution is kind of past. There are a lot of people, and there are similarities to those ants I was talking about. There are a lot of people that would rather sit on the couch and do nothing. I'm not quite sure where those ants are. I can't imagine they last very long, because they probably won't have any food because they didn't go get it. There are those that kind of are in the, they just want to let the other ants walk past them and go get the leaves and bring them back, and oh, I'll munch on that, I'll steal it from you. There are a lot of the critters that have critters that steal stuff within their own group, steal it or borrow it with no return, that type of thing. We have that segment of our population, a lot of those people. There's nothing wrong with them either. There is a need for that. That gives us examples of what we do and do not want to become, right? It also, they're probably the ones that eat the crumbs off the floor, you know, and keep the house clean that way, or keep the, I don't know, den clean that way. But there are a lot of people like that in this world and in our nation. They get blamed for a lot of stuff. There are a lot of people that will point their finger, look what happens if you do this. There'll be more people like that. Probably not. Probably not more people. There will be some people that'll be like that. There are always people that are going to take advantage of the situation. Some people will say, I'm taking advantage of the situation because I'm smart. Other people will say, I don't care what you do. I'm just going to sit here on my couch and watch TV. To heck with you. And then there's the third group. The third group is more curious, more thoughtful, more empathetic, because they have an understanding that in life we're all together, or at least that's their belief. Now, some people think that's, and I'd say probably the first group thinks many of those people are being naive. They're pie-in-the-sky people. They're Pollyanna. Have I gotten enough of the analogies for you there? I guess that's kind of where I think of myself, and I understand that people probably think I'm kind of Pollyanna. They think I probably am too soft on some people. I'm not soft on other people. I'm just hard on myself. That third group, it seems to be, they seem to be kind of a little bit more forward in the chain of evolution, up the farther up the evolutionary ladder, as far as where they're going. And we need people like that too. We need the Albert Einsteins. We need the extremely bright people. I'm not one of those, I'll guarantee that. We need the people that do a lot of thinking. We need people that care about other people. And we've had leaders throughout our history that kind of from one side to the other side. My guess is most of our leaders throughout history have been more of the first group. They are more tuned to what they want. But there have been some wonderful leaders in our time. More recently, I think of Mahatma Gandhi. I think of Dr. King. I'm trying to think of any that are in politics. Well, there are some, and I'm not going to name those that are in politics now because I'll have somebody screaming at the radio for the people that I would name. We have people like FDR that were more thoughtful, more searching for ways to help the common man or help any man. They're really, it was to help the country or the world, for that matter. My grandfather and grandmother absolutely hated FDR. They hated him. Now, my grandfather was a very well-to-do doctor in Indianapolis. He was the very first coroner of Indianapolis, and he was one of those money people, and he absolutely did not like FDR. Now, I must say, Grandpa Coble was one of those money people, and Grandma Coble died relatively penniless, because it's so fleeting having that money. And I guess that's why some people try to build up as much money as they can. Nowadays, if you don't have $1 billion, you aren't anybody. Oh, my. I've seen some examples of what the difference between $1 billion and $1 million. And, like, $1 billion is so much bigger than $1 million. It's just uncomprehensible. Okay, we have a phone call. Let's go and see what we want to talk about. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How can we help you on WWGH?
I just wanted to call to say how much I appreciated you being on the air today.
Aren't you kind? Tell my wife, please.
I think... that's funny. I think you're right on the money. You know, everybody has their own opinion.
Absolutely.
But I think you're right on the money. I have a more simplified version of our life. Well, you have your early life where whatever you go through, that kind of forms your identity in your midlife stage.
Good idea. Yep.
And hopefully you do the right things, but we all make mistakes.
I never did.
And then you get into your final stage where you reflect upon everything and, you know, make decisions based on your belief system and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just develop a way of thinking. And I totally agree with you on the whole thing about religion and all that. I honestly believe it divides people.
It
it does not unify people.
It's intended to. That's right. Why we have different religions, because people want to say your religion is wrong and mine is right.
Yeah, I said that for years. It's like, my God's better than your God, so I'm going to kill you to prove it.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, do you consider yourself an atheist, an agnostic, or a Methodist?
I consider myself an atheist.
Okay.
Right. And I don't find that word offensive at all.
Good.
It's like, you know, studying everything, and I studied the Bible for a few years.
Yeah.
Studying everything, it's like, this doesn't really make sense. You know, so that's my opinion. And I'm really glad you're on the air today, and I loved listening to you.
Well, thank you. I you know, it sounds like we're running along the same line of our lives, and we believe the same things. But there are a lot of people out there that are not, but they're just
as good. Well,
everybody just
has
good.
A right to their own opinion.
They certainly
you know.
Do.
That's all there is to it.
We're all ants going to get that leaf off the tree and bring it back to the house, right?
There you go.
All right. Well, thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate your thoughts.
Okay, you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Now, that is a call I never expected ever to hear. Not in the city of Marion. There's nothing wrong with Marion either. Believe me, we all have our problems. Marion has its problems. Marion has its wonders. To have a call like that, I was shocked. It shocked me when he agreed with me. Now, you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with him. We're both just trying to think our way along the line. We're trying to do the best we can. And if you do the best you can, like in religion, he said he had read a lot of religion, so he's very similar to me. Having been raised as a minister's kid, you don't have much choice of that. But if you know where you're coming from, and you've read and done some thinking about where you've been, and what the thoughts were. Sometimes you look back, why in the world would God send a rain, a storm, that would kill innocent little babies and little girls and little boys, like the big flood? Why was there so much hatred of one group or the other? Why would a God send you to hell if you wore two different types of cloth on your body at the same time? You have to go back to I forgot the name of the book of the Bible, but it's the one that a lot of people use to say that gay people are bad. They're just people. They're just people. They have their own thoughts. Now, sex is a strong thought with most, especially younger males, I believe. I'm sure it is of younger women as well. As you get older, it doesn't go away. It may be a little bit more dormant, but it doesn't go away. Naturally, I always lose myself sometimes when I'm making myself chuckle. I appreciate that phone call. Thank you very much for calling in. You're welcome to call in anytime you want to, 740-383-9944, and tell us the way you believe. You know, I know there are people out there that are listening that thinks that guy is a crackpot, and that's fine. Tell us about it. This third group, I think the curious group, probably we have to have them, much like we have to have the first group. Well, all three groups are important to our growth, but the first group that is more black and white, and the second group that is more creative, let's say it that way. And there's nothing wrong with being black and white, and there's nothing right with being creative. They're just what they are, right? You're born with a I believe you're born with a personality that, like the gentleman said, was created by all the things that went on in your early life. He's more of a generalist than I am. I was a little bit more specific, but I think we both agree that early life is going to mold you and help you or hurt you, either way. One of the things that I do, I was talking to Buddy, and I said, Buddy, how do I live through life and make all this stuff have meaning to me? Buddy looked at me like he always does, kind of side-eyed. You know how doggies look out of the side of their eye like you're an idiot? Well, he did that. He didn't say anything. He just looked at me with his side eye. So I started writing down some of the things I do that help me get through life and through all the problems that we have. And also help me become a better person. That's all I want to do. I want, when I go to the stardust in the sky, I want my family and the people I leave behind to say, that was a good man. And that was a, he tried. Didn't accomplish a lot, but he tried. All right, well, one of the things I always do, and if you see me on my daily walk, you will see that I have headphones in. I listen to music almost incessantly. I listen to music when I get up in the morning, when I take my shower, on my way, well, not on my way to work, because I usually listen to Scott on my way to work, but on my way home, when I'm doing anything without my family around me, I'm listening to music. And I listen to mainly kind of romantic, and I don't mean kiss-kiss romantic, I mean romanticized type thoughts. I've listened to many of the songs that I absolutely love, and one of my favorite groups is Crosby, Nash, Stills, and Young. But some of my other groups, I'm trying to think of Christina Aguilera. I'm trying to think of she was the daughter of Ravi Shankar. She's a terrific vocalist. But anyway, many of the songs that I listen to talk about things that I don't think are real. I'm not sure there is such a thing as love. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my family. I love my wife. But love is different in different seconds of the day. I really believe that some people, you know, the love that so many of those romantic teenage songs have, let's be real. Basically, it's sex. Now, the love I have for my mother and the love I have for my sister, now I call those real love. It has nothing to do with sex. It has to do with a place in my soul that makes me feel warm and fuzzy thinking about those people. And I'm not sure we have enough words in our dictionary to cover that. Now, I guess it was Latin that has, like, Latin or Greek. I can't remember. My dad told me, and he studied both of those, so I can't really remember which one it was. But one of them has, like, 7 or 8 words for the word love, and there are so many different types of love. But anyway, I listen to that romantic type of music, and it energizes my old life. I don't feel the aches in my knees. I don't feel the stiffness in my neck. It energizes my life to listen to some of those songs, and I don't run myself down for loving those songs of my youth. I love listening to, and I call this romantic, I love to listen to the old songs that came out against the Vietnam War. I love listening to those. One of my favorite songs of all times is Ohio, and it's about 4 people that were killed for standing up against the war in Vietnam. I call that romantic. Not that there was any joy in it, but there was... it was exalted much higher because of what they were standing for. Another thing I do, I dream of adventures that I'll have in my very near future. And it's always a very near future, right? At 75, you dare not think in the long future. It's very depressing to think that when I went to when I started my jobs, people would say to me, what are you going to be doing in 20 years? Well, they thought, you know, I'd come back, well, I'm going to be president of the corporation or something like that. What I'm going to be doing in 20 years probably will be pushing up daisies. Or becoming stardust. And I hope that's really where I'm going. I know I'm going to be dirt. I'll be some form of carbon, and that carbon will eventually get out into space and eventually become a star. Now, it may take a few years. adventures that I dream about are things like, one of my biggest joys is, I used to race sailboats when I was a young man, and we raced on Lake Michigan, raced the Chicago to Mackinac race, and we raced local races and raced across the southern tip of Lake Michigan and stuff like that. It was joyful, very joyful, and I really would like to do that again. I know I can't. I have the strength. I have too many aches and too many joints to be pulling up main sheets and be hiking out on the side of a boat that's at a 20-degree angle and stuff like that. And I don't think my wife would want to do that. So that's a real stopper. If your wife doesn't want you to do it, you probably don't do it. Hey, let's get back to the phone and see what we have to say. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh. I'm not talking to Glenn.
Yes, you are talking to Glenn. We're on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to take and follow up with the last caller and you.
Okay, please do.
That I totally am an atheist myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I believe religion is just a controlling factor of most people.
Okay.
And I'm way too cynical to go on with this discussion, but I would like to say that I would like to further your Z people motion.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea, and I think that it would be terrific.
It's kind of...
And also, as far as your future... I'm not pessimistic. I'm very optimistic. I'm 72 or 71, but
okay.
I believe I'm going to live to be 150, and
ooh.
I think that that's just, you have to set a goal.
Yeah, that's a goal.
If you don't, you just give up.
Yeah, I'm not going to give up. Yeah, and the only reason why I say I might be pushing up daisies in 20 years is I'm trying to be realistic, but I'm like you. I think I'm going to live past 100.
Well, I know I am. I've got 80 more years to live no matter what.
I'm with you.
But anyway, I just I wanted to say the atheist thing.
Okay.
I feel religion is just controlling people, and unfortunately people are just way too gullible.
And people are afraid to say that.
You've got lizards that sell them insurance, and
yeah.
You've got foxes that do cars, and if we had Homer Simpson tell them all to take a COVID shot or wear a mask, they'd do it.
Yeah.
It's the salesmanship is all it comes down to.
It does, so, yeah. And we had a president, the last president was a pretty good salesman.
Well, I agree. As religion was the... a 2,000-year-old great salesman.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, the last president, Agent Orange, thank God, is out of the White House.
Okay.
But at the same time, people are following, and there's no reason for it. It's just pure stupidity, because why would you want to give up democracy to have some fool like that run the country?
I agree with you, but
it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Now, you are officially our third member of Xenon.
Well, I'm tickled to do so.
All right. Thank you for
anyway,
calling.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, what a good call. Hey, we're getting some fun calls today here. Quite frankly, I am absolutely stunned that I've gotten two calls that were positive about Xenon, about my thoughts. I'm glad to hear it, because sometimes you get a little depressed, especially in towns like Marion, states like Ohio, where you start to wonder, are there any people that believe in reality? I know darn well that there are people that believe in reality. It just doesn't look like it to me. I get too overwhelmed by the news. And actually, I watched news. I ran for office back in 18 and started watching news quite regularly even before that. I've gotten to the point now where I actually turn the news off and I listen to... These are the stations I listen to. This will not surprise you. One of them might. I listen to CNN. I listen to MSNBC. And I do listen at least once a week to Fox because I want to know what everybody's saying, okay? It had just gotten to the point where I was so depressed. My wife and I have actually just turned the TV off and quit watching some of those things that we watched almost regularly. Now we watch, we've been into Miss Marple. You know, Adventures, Agatha Christie wrote them. Kind of takes you away from the filled with evil, but it's evil of a different time period. I love watching the English side, countryside, and my wife and I are kind of into that sort of thing. We've watched all sorts of British shows. Now, we find it very difficult to understand them sometimes. You know, that is a different language, British English. We enjoy that, and it takes our minds away from the horrible things that we seem to be saying and doing to each other. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. It makes me feel better that there are more people like me out there. Okay, I dream of things that I'll do in the future. Oh, we have another phone call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
Hey, I like your program today.
Good, thank you.
It's interesting, but you know, as you get older, I'm older than you guys.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, I'm 82, you know.
Oh, well, you're not very old.
Well, anyway.
You got 100 years to go by our last caller.
Well, I know. You know, you change about every 10 years.
Yep.
Your thinking changes a lot. When you're young, like you said, you're in love and sex and all that.
Yeah.
And as you go through life, you do change. And like, I sat on the porch a lot.
Yeah.
You know, watching the birds.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'd watch the sky. I'd watch the sun. And I do that at my garden. I set up and it just gives me peace of mind.
Are you sure you're not my brother?
No.
I do the same things.
Peace of mind.
Yep.
And I relax. And I never took time before because I was always working.
Yep.
I was just in a hurry, you know. And now I want to sit down, I go sit down. If I want to work, I do, you know. It's funny how you change. And like you said, you go through phases of your life and we all do it.
Yep.
Some things meant so much to me when I was playing ball and sports.
Yeah.
And then you get away from it. And I think today, all these guys that play sports, and I'm not against them. I understand it's a business.
Yeah.
But it's all money. They want, you know, listen, you could be Mickey Mantle. I love him.
Yeah.
Okay. You ain't worth $30 million. A year to play a baseball.
There he is, making $70 million a year.
Or a basketball.
Yeah.
Or anything. You know, ain't that crazy?
It is crazy. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And that kind of spoils it. Cable TV, and I love to watch sports, and you've been in sports, you know, in colleges and all that. But I think it's way out of hand now.
It has gone pretty far. Yeah.
This poor little guy over here that works digging a ditch and does all that only makes a certain amount.
And he's probably
and
more.
You have to have it.
Yep. He's probably more of a benefit to us than the guy that hits the home runs.
And you think a ball player or something. No, I like the real people. I like the real dude out here.
There you go.
That little guy.
Yep.
And I do.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that way. I don't care how much money you have, and it's good if you got some money. Don't get me wrong. It's good.
Yeah.
But I think it's out of whack. Too many people, they're high rollers and okay, people that's got money, they get favors, big favors.
Yeah, because they have
that.
Money. Yeah,
you know that. Mm. Listen, I don't want to talk about the judge that got in trouble in town here, but they're high professional people. Uh-huh. And when you do what you did, and, you know, I voted for him, don't get me wrong, but I thought he was above that. You know, we make mistakes, like you said. We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
There have been very few perfect people in this world.
Yeah.
But how you can get by with certain things, and then this little guy over here, you hang him.
Yeah.
You hang him because he's smoking marijuana.
Yeah, or he's black.
I don't smoke or none of that. I drink beer, but I don't smoke.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You hang this little Jack over here because he had marijuana.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
think our system's messed up on that.
A little bit, yeah. I've always thought that. Now, I did smoke dope when I was young. I don't do it anymore, but I still think it's a little crazy.
I smell marijuana.
I'm sorry?
I got a couple of friends that smoke it.
It smells good, doesn't it?
Smell.
Yeah. I don't want it on my clothes.
Do nothing for me. Well, it don't do nothing for me, but it helps them because they've got a lot of pain. You know, like you said, your knees hurt, okay? Well, mine used to hurt, too. I had two knees for them. They don't hurt no more.
More power to you. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you a little story about money. When I was young, I was at DePaul University. We had a very good basketball team the 5 years I was there. And we got on ESPN at the beginning of ESPN. And they paid us all of $5,000 for one of our basketball games. By the time I got out of athletics 18 years later, we had a football game that we made $400,000 for a television broadcast.
Yes. and another thing, just like these colleges today, well, I can see why they look so nice and this and that. What they charge these kids today is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know,
it's pretty
high. Hold that far. And I, you know, not that I was a college kid, I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And I knew I wasn't going to college because I wasn't a good student in school. I got by. I didn't fail or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't college material, you know.
Now, you probably were. You just didn't know it. Because people have to tell you you're I wasn't college material. It took me 9 years to graduate. But people started saying, hey, you're smarter than that. You ought to be able to get through it. Well, I was just too lazy.
Well, I think in life, the bottom line is, I got to be fair.
Yeah.
My boy played ball for me at Little League.
Uh-huh.
And he played second base. But another kid played second base was better than my son.
Mm-hmm.
He got the start. My son didn't get a start. I was one of the coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
And
now, that's unusual.
I had to be fair.
Yeah.
You know?
That's unusual. Mostly the coach's son plays shortstop and second base. That's
Well, I played shortstop all my whole life and everything. But anyway, if you start that, other kids notice it. You're not being fair.
Sure do.
And you got to be fair. And anybody that really knows me, I'll disagree with you on certain things, but I'm fair. I try to be honest about it. I don't try all to the left or all to the right like everybody does today.
Yeah.
And this politics and stuff today, I ain't going to get into it because me and you would get into it.
I know. Well, we may be on a different side, but I think both of us would agree to disagree, and that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, yes. And I'll probably call you out a bit for Slop Shop because, you know, I had that last week.
Okay.
And it did good.
Good.
I'll try to give you a call.
All right. Thanks for calling in. I love
it. Glenn.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Some great calls today. And I love the fact that he said we'd probably be on different sides. That's fine. I love people on the different... I was a Republican most the first half of my life. I have great friends that are real Republicans. I call them real Republicans. They believe in the basic principles of the Republican Party. I love those. I have people that I really care about that are there. And we disagree quite often. Don't get in heated arguments, usually. We just get in arguments. I love it. I'm glad people are calling in about that sort of thing. Well, we're getting awful close. I wanted to finish this up on what some of the things that I do that help me get through the day. I already told you I listen to music, and I think about adventures in the future. I garden, like this gentleman talked about, and the previous guy. I love growing things and watching critters in my garden. I write down my thoughts. It's a good thing if you can write down your thoughts, you can go back and correct where you're going wrong, right? I do this broadcasting because it helps me expand my thinking. And I do watch news and politics to stimulate my thinking. But I do get away from it when it drives me crazy. And the last thing I'd say, one of the things that I really enjoy doing is trying to make myself a better person. The gentleman that just called in, I'd like to be able to sit down with him and have a cup of coffee and be a better person with him, and I know he'd be a better person with me. Just being kind, and it seems to me a lot of the gentlemen that called in today, well, we're over 70, and we all seem to be probably the brightest people I've ever heard. I think when you get to our age, you have time to think about things. You start to understand that you have to be honest. You have to be empathetic. You have to listen. Listen is probably the best skill you can develop. All right, well, we got to get out of here. We got only about 10 seconds before our 15-minute break, and then we're going to be back with Swap Shop. Make sure you call us if you have anything you're trying to sell on Swap Shop. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1